flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, the first day of February. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, all the first responders, all the teachers, everybody that's helping folks out there in Chamblee.
All right now.
In Chamblee. Chamblee this morning.
Where Peachtree Road becomes Peachtree Boulevard.
Yes. You know what used to be up there is Nancy's.
Okay.
Nancy's, Lucky's.
Okay.
It was a hot dog.
Okay.
I mean, a hamburger.
Hamburger place. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, right in there is where, that's still kind of Brookhaven.
Is it really?
That's okay. Brookhaven right there.
You got to go up a little bit further.
It's Peachtree Road, but I mean, Chamblee is where Peachtree Road becomes Peachtree Boulevard.
Yeah, I thought that was where
they got some new signs. They got some different signs they put up when you come through Chamblee. It's Boulevard, and then once you get past, 285, Dorville becomes Peachtree Industrial.
That's true.
Okay, so it goes from Peachtree Street down here by the Capitol Building to Peachtree Road up there by Lenox to Peachtree Boulevard, right, when you go through Chamblee. And then when you get to the other side of 285, it becomes Peachtree Industrial.
Well,
Same street.
Yeah, because I get off at 285 at Peachtree Industrial to go down to them folks who listen to us every Saturday and Sunday morning, all the folks working at Curry Honda.
Okay.
So they're all that we got down there. And shout out to old Junior,
mm-hmm.
Junior and Sarah down there. But they all listen to it. I got a guy named VP who works there, my guy, and he looks forward to me coming in there so he can break my you-know-whats on basketball. And he's one of these dudes that will not. He will stay on that hill as far as LeBron being number one versus the Jordan. He's that dude. So you get into that whole back and forth.
Well, tell him what I always say about LeBron. He killed the slam dunk contest.
he's not trying to hear that.
Slam dunk contest is non-existent because of LeBron James.
Today, Sam, you know, today is the first day. We say there's a first day for everything.
Yep.
Today was the day that Auburn University was chartered.
Okay.
On this day, you want to try, I guess, the year?
Oh, man. 18-something.
Yeah, you're right. 1856.
This
day. Auburn.
Was it originally called that?
I'm just reading the headline here.
Okay.
Auburn was chartered on this day.
They may have had a different name then.
And the first adhesive stamp was released. In other words, it had stamps. I don't know how they put them on letters.
Yeah.
And then mail them. And where were the mailboxes?
You probably had to put the adhesive on whatever you're doing, then put the stamp on top of it. After that, you put the adhesive on the back of the stamp, and we lick it or wet it some
kind
of way.
And you kind of wonder, we licked that, and we don't have any idea what kind of glue that is.
No earthly idea.
We have put so much stuff in our
office. But we don't do
society.
That anymore. We don't even, you know, people don't even know the way to the post office.
Well, that's true. Except for Christmas time. Yeah, Christmas
what's
time.
That, right?
You got to mail some big packages
to find out
where it is. Yeah. I thought that place closed. Was it open? can I just tell you something? And I want you to think about this. We got the three cheers tomorrow.
Three cheers.
I want you to think about something right now for the rest of the show and see if you can help me out come up with it. Because this past week, you know, as I operate, dipping my toe into the film industry and doing what I do and helping people out with casting call. And by the way, there'll be a fresh one tomorrow. In fact, it's already done. But I put out the one from last week, and you can still submit to some of that stuff. But you know, there are some people who are making movies who are part of the industry now that you didn't think would be a part of it because they kept their mouth shut during the time they became famous. And the one person that has come to mind because he's in a new movie called Love Hurts is Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
All right. Now, we know the famous phrase, Marshawn is only here because he don't want to get fined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it got me thinking, how many other famous sports phrases can you think of? Marshawn has that one. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Playoffs?
Thank you. That's cool.
Okay,
I forgot that one.
Yeah,
I didn't put playoffs on there.
This is my house.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. I can't write that fast. Playoffs.
You play to win the game.
Yeah.
There's that one. I put, what are we talking about, practice? I put that one there.
Okay.
I figured I just put all the yogis.
They were who we thought they were.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So how many we got right now?
We got to move up to about six or seven, just like that.
What would you say? Playoffs.
Yeah.
All right.
You play to win the game.
You play. Yeah. You do your local thing here, and I'm going to write these
down. Okay, you're going to write them down?
Yeah.
I'll let somebody know. We're going to write down a few things.
By the way, 404-726-0929.
There you go. Just going to run down college basketball today, since that is happening a lot. Georgia and this, just the murderer's row that is playing in the Southeastern Conference. They did get a win this week over South Carolina. That's good news for them. The not so good news is the day they got to play down in Alabama, and Alabama is a tough place to go win a basketball game these days. They play at 4 o'clock down in Tuscaloosa. Georgia Tech is home today, 3:45. They are hosting Louisville. Let's see if Tech can get in the win column. Okay. Georgia State is on the road. They're up in the mountains. They're playing at Appalachian State. It's 1 o'clock start. The men play at 1:00. I think the women are up there, too. They're going to play a doubleheader. Women will play at 3:00. That's up at Appalachian State up in Boone today. Florida International is out of Kennesaw, at Kennesaw State. That's a 5 o'clock start today. Mercer is up the road at Chattanooga. They will start at 2 o'clock today against the Mocs. And the alma mater is playing on the road. They're playing at Queens. West Georgia playing at Queens today at 1 o'clock. Over in the AU Center. Oh, my. This is the, you know, this happens twice during the basketball season. Morehouse against Clark Atlanta at 2 p.m. today. The first of the two games will be played at Clark Atlanta. The next one they play, the second time, will play at Morehouse. That's at 2 o'clock coming up today. A reminder that the basketball tournaments are coming up. HBCU basketball tournaments will be in town. The SIAC tournament will be at Morehouse on March 5th through 8th. And then the next week, the SWAC tournament will be at the Gateway Arena down in College Park, down by the airport at the end of the runway, March 11th through 15th. The tournament's going on. We mentioned with D. Orlando Ledbetter, we got a couple of games, HBCU football, if you're already making your travel arrangements, and some of you are. I've heard a lot of people already who are making their travel arrangements trying to get out to Colorado for this game between Georgia Tech and Colorado to kick off the season. There can be so many folks from Atlanta out there. But you know what they're saying? They're saying Georgia Tech got something for Coach Prime. They say, we love Dion. We're going to go see him, but Tech's going to win this game. So that's on.
They say that now that he lost the Heisman Trophy winner and his son.
I don't think they probably would have beat him with him.
I
think because Georgia Tech got a running game.
Okay.
And Colorado don't have one.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, that's the thing I thought about that team. They were exciting. They were fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, they had no running game, and that's why they were limited in how far they could go. But it's exciting to go and watch and see them play, and you wonder what now, especially we got a player from here in our area who's looking to go out there and take that starting job at quarterback in the fall. That will be interesting to see if that happens when they play that game. But a couple of HBCU games that are coming up, we heard D-Led talk about Howard. Howard is going to Florida to play in the Orange Blossom Classic. Florida A&M is back in the game this year. That is on August 30th at Hard Rock Stadium. FAMU and Howard should be a lot of fun. We're going to catch that one. But then there's a game in Vegas. The inaugural HBCU Classic in Las Vegas will have Grambling against Jackson State, and that will be on October 25th. So you go out to that one. I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot going on that weekend as those two teams play. Grambling, a big year for Grambling. I think Grambling kicks off the season at Ohio State. They're going to go up there, and then they play Jackson State out in Las Vegas on October 25th. So it's just some things to look forward to, look ahead as the college schedules continue to come out and these dates of these games are finalized. We pass some of them along to you. So it's something you want to go and check out some HBCU teams. Always Miami and Vegas, the two places you don't mind going. So you go catch those games. And that's what we kind of got for you this morning.
All right. I don't know where I want to go. Well, I'm trying. I'm looking at my notes. What kind of noises is that? What was that?
What?
See, you can crack yourself up.
No.
I was thinking of you when, as this week played out, and one of the things that was something positive, I guess, but it was a byproduct of what we saw out in California, out in L.A., with the fires and just everything, just all the stories that will eventually come out, not just the people who lost their homes, but just life in that city. And unfortunately, there was some looting that happened. Mm-hmm. There's footage of people just getting caught. There's a woman walking down the street arguing with a fireman, and she got somebody's Emmy Award in their hand. I'm not looting, sir. I'm not looting. And the dude just grabbed from, excuse me? And then went to the back of her truck, and she had all kinds of stuff in there. Tried to peel off, and they grabbed the
I'm trying to figure how they got into the neighborhood.
There you go.
Because you hear about a lot of people who actually own the homes, own the property, that have been having trouble getting into it. So how looters get in?
Some folks, if you know the area, you know the area. I'm from around here, and I know my way around, as they say. But here's the news I was getting to. Okay. Pam Shriver,
mm-hmm.
Tennis, she Hall of Famer?
I believe so.
She got her trophies back that were stolen from her. That was news that came out this past week.
Earlier that had happened.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
From the fire. She was actually staying in a hotel and had to leave to go something. I don't know if they were pinched from her house or maybe she grabbed them from her house. But anyway, she had a number of trophies. I ask you, how many majors do you think she win? She wasn't up over 10, was she?
No, not in singles. Now she won some more with doubles.
She won some doubles
and even mixed doubles. So, that's the thing that she was winning a lot of.
So anyway, that was, like I said, some of the news that came out.
One football note that happened this week, I'm sure we dealt with it here on the station, is that Georgia and Georgia Tech will play on a Friday night again. That's one of my for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not happy. Mixed feelings about that. I kind of figured that would happen because the game was so good. And I figured the TV networks would say, let's keep it there. Uh-huh. But, we kind of not crazy about Georgia and Georgia Tech playing on Friday night around here. We'd rather not have that. That's during high school football playoff time.
Right.
So, that's what we'd rather not have that. And a lot of people say, I thought the SEC wouldn't play their games on Friday night. They let them other weaker conferences play on Friday night, but the SEC don't play games on Friday night. But this one ended up on Friday night, and it was an 8, overtime marathon that, the fans were just as fatigued as the players were when it was all over. But it was remarkable theater, great TV on a Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured the TV network was going to say, yep, let's keep it there. Let's see if we can have another game like that next year. And I hope they don't put it there permanently. That's my only thing. I hope they don't try to put this game on Friday night permanently. That's the one thing I wouldn't like. Well, of course it's going to be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It won't be on campus this year. So that's the deal. But Georgia and Georgia Tech back on Friday night.
Before we get on out of here, did you think of any more players that left and came back? You brought this up earlier in the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Necro. Did you get – I don't know if Noel got any calls from anybody who came on. She's whipping the headphones up.
Uh-oh, here we go. Quick. Uh-oh.
So we'll see.
Dan the Man? Dan Ugla?
Oh, Dan Ugla. He didn't start here. Well, wait a minute.
Did he come back?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he pivoted back.
He did?
He did his last season here.
Boy, that was a strikeout waiting to happen with that dude when he came back, though. I'm sorry. He was one of these feast or famine players, at least for me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to knock it out or he's going to.
Yeah. It's either going out the fence or three and out quick.
And let me ask you a question. He was second base, but he played some third base for a little bit. And I can't remember if it was during that time where they put Chipper in left field. But I thought that was only because of the other guy that we had on. I forgot his name. But Chipper went out. Remember when Chipper went out to left field?
Yeah, when I left field for a little while.
But okay, Dan Uggla. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
No, so, me either.
Sam asked earlier in the show, and if you have some answers for this one, 404-726-0929. What athlete, got him thinking, what athlete with Atlanta United?
With Almiron coming back to the team and expected to be a major contributor, mm-hmm. Still with this team, a reason for excitement. And we know what he did his first time around. They won the MLS Cup.
Right.
You go away for six seasons and you get to come back. Who else has done that? Who else has started their career or played here for a time in Atlanta, left, and then come back and had a level of success still? I mean, you can have some guys come back and they just got, a couple of treads left on the tires. But
mm-hmm. Oh, that was Jeff Teague.
Yeah, okay.
I just remember
Okay.
Okay.
Double zero that time.
Okay.
In the words of Jeff, they asked Jeff on the podcast how him and Trey were on the floor. He said, I didn't play. So, yeah, not much tread left on the
time. I know I'm wrong here, but why am I thinking Lou Williams? He didn't leave.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't start here. He didn't
start here, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We came back. All right.
But we came back home.
Yeah. Came back home. And favored us with some wonderful wings.
No, he didn't favor us with the wings. He kept the wings for himself.
He put his name on it.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
All we need. That's all we need. All right, we got to get on out of here. And I tell you what, coming up next, we're going to continue this basketball talk. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, he will be joining us next talking about Hawks being down a man here and what the possibility of or who the possibility of them grabbing to replace him with. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. You hear that music, you know it is Terrell time. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some Hawks. We're going to talk about some kids and their games. But you know what? We always have fun, and we will with Terrell. But we're going to start off and just, let him know that we were thinking of him this past week with the plane tragedy taking place in Philadelphia, and hope that that didn't affect any of the folks that you know, friends, family members of any kind, as we welcome Terrell Thomas on this morning.
Morning.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing fine. Did you hear what I said? Did you have any connection, any folks, family members, friends, anybody that had any kind of connection to the events up in Philadelphia?
Who's over in that part of town?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I will say, my heart and condolences are out to people who were affected and lost their lives yesterday. And it actually was pretty bizarre because I do have one family member that lives in the area. Thank God, he wasn't affected. His family wasn't affected. But he was sending me videos yesterday. Pretty much of the fire, the aftermath. I'm like, what is this? What is going on? And he shared that a plane had crashed a few blocks away from his home and such. So I couldn't believe it, honestly, when I heard it. So I'm very thankful and blessed that he and his family weren't affected, but I could just see that it's so much turmoil, I'll say, and just devastation that took place last night. So I appreciate you guys mentioning that.
All right. Now let's change. And we're not even going to go right into basketball because we're going to finish with the basketball talk, but we're going to give you a moment to spread your wings and crow a little bit. You got your team in the Super Bowl. Listen to him. You got your. This is more important to him than Melo's game. Or,
Eagles don't crow.
Or a Sailor.
He say like Eagles crow. They don't crow.
Man, if you ain't a fan of the team, as far as I'm concerned, they just crow. Y'all fighting folks in the stands. You're throwing snowballs at Superman, at Santa Claus. But congratulations, your team made it.
Yeah, man.
What is it like when you with celebrating with the kids? Do they understand? You know, I'm sure they all got Eagles jerseys in the house. What's that like?
Oh, yeah, they certainly understand. And actually, last Thursday, we went to Philadelphia as kind of like the final celebration for Melo's birthday to go to the Eagles pep rally and such. So they got to hang out with Swoop, the Eagles mascot, for a little while and hear Philadelphia's mayor kind of speak and cheer on the city and such. So they're very aware. And 2 years ago, they watched, of course, the Eagles lose in the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. And it was devastating a little bit more, I think, for Melo than Selah, because he was crying about that for a few days. And it took me back to being a youngster and watching the Eagles lose and such. So they're very aware. They watch as many games as they possibly can. They watch the game, the championship game and such this past Sunday. So they're aware. We're all excited and hoping that the outcome results in a parade. So just looking forward to a few days from now. I believe we're about 8 days away now to actual Super Bowl 59 taking place, and hopefully the Eagles fly high.
Look at him. See, now I'm wondering, is it the repeated championship appearances by the Eagles that made you cry, or are you talking about the actual last Super Bowl appearance back when Dick Vermeil took this team? Was it Vermeil? I think it was Vermeil. Took them to, I guess it would have been the L.A. Raiders. Super Bowl.
No, it was back when McNabb was still the quarterback and T.O. was on the team.
Right,
he played with the broken leg and they lost to the Patriots. So I just remember that the sadness that was over the city of Philadelphia when that took place, and then winning the Super Bowl a couple years ago in 2018 and going back. So we've had some joys over the last few years, I will say that. But I just remember being a youngster and the Eagles not getting it done, and just that pain when I saw Carmelo kind of upset a few years ago.
We bring Terrell on. Obviously, we talk basketball, talk Hawks here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A conversation the three of us had this morning, me, Sam, and Noel, and I posed this question. I said, not so much going after, but would you like to hear of a conversation that you heard took place between the Hawks management and Miami to at least find out what Pat Riley wants to get rid of Jimmy Butler? Is that something we probably won't have it happen, but would you like to have heard that they at least reached out to find out what was going on?
I'll say I certainly would like to have heard that or to hear that, just to see that the Hawks are not giving up on the season. You know, I know it's a very touchy and funny situation as far as the injury bug that's been plaguing them as of recently and where they stand as far as draft picks moving forward. So they do have to make some type of move or some type of adjustment through the trade. I don't know necessarily if a player like Jimmy Butler, or aging Jimmy Butler, is someone who I would want on this team, but just to hear that they're making moves and that they're not giving up on the season would be refreshing and something I would like to hear.
Would be nice to hear that, you know, but as a face now with a 7-game losing streak, it has been awful to watch and see the team really fight some nights and give themselves a chance, even against the odds, Terrell, that this team has gone out some nights and really played well. Not a really good one against Cleveland. I'm curious to see what happens with Indiana later on today.
Yeah, I've actually been kind of surprised that the losing streak has increased to 7 games. Now, we do, as I just mentioned, we know how the injury bug has affected this team, but they have seemed like the guys that have been out there have been giving their all. And we've seen some surprise games from a few guys who have come up from the G League. We've seen some surprise games from some of the players on the team. Of course, DeAndre continuing to excel coming off the bench. But it has been shocking just to see from how they started the season, I'll say. And about 2 weeks ago, they were about a game and a half out of being the fourth seed in the East to see them drop so far and to now be on this 7-game losing streak. So as you mentioned, they do have an opportunity to turn things around today versus Indiana, and I'll be very intrigued to see just how that game goes as well.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. Always great to catch up with him, and always great to have him on the show with us. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado. Let me make sure I get it right. Eldorado 2452, that right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Brandon Ingram, talk about the possibility of him and what would he bring to this team. Do you feel like that's something this team may really kick the tires on and see if they can get done?
Yeah, you know, it's funny to see or hear anyway. The Hawks have been doing a lot of business if this trade does go down with the New Orleans Pelicans over the last few years. Of course, with Dyson Daniels being a member of that team, with us sending DeJounte Murray over to New Orleans. So Brandon Ingram's been someone I think Hawks fans have been eyeing for some time now, at least the last two seasons. Very talented player. I don't think he's really reached his peak as far as just how talented he can be in the NBA. I think that his game would fit pretty well with Trae Young's game as well. Lengthy player, good three-point shooter, can get to the rim easily, good ball handler, excuse me. So I think his game certainly fits in well with what the Hawks have here. I think it would be more so what they would have to give up to get him and what New Orleans would be asking back in return. Who would they lose and how much would this roster be depleted going after a star like him?
All right. Here's the other thing I thought about Terrell.
What was that?
Well, not this week, but when the news came down about Trey not being in the All-Star game. What are your thoughts, man?
Yeah.
You know, it's honestly really sad. And it's one of those things where watching the game and not only watching the Hawks, but watching the entire association and seeing some of these players, I do believe that a few of them have been extremely deserving. When you look at a guy like Garland, it's kind of hard to argue him not being there with the Cavaliers being the best team in the NBA for pretty much the majority of this season so far. Cade Cunningham is a player who I've enjoyed since his days in college at Oklahoma State and seeing how his game has truly transformed this season, and it seems like the Pistons are getting the best out of him now. He's a gentleman, another guy who I feel like, you know, it's kind of hard to say he's not deserving of a spot. But I just feel like Trae Young should have been there. I feel like Trae Young should have initially been there as a starter. When you look at a gentleman who is averaging over 20 points a night, over 10 rebounds a night, who leads the NBA in assists, and it's a unknown stat or, you know, a stat that you really don't see on paper, but you hear a lot of basketball aficionados speak on a lot as far as, like, clutch points or clutch situations. When we see Trae Young hit that big half-court shot in Utah, when we see, like, not only just his scoring in the clutch, but how he's creating opportunities for his teammates to score in key and clutch situations, I couldn't believe that he was not named the reserve. And it's one of those things where it's kind of a travesty to it from a basketball standpoint to not having a talent like that representing Atlanta and representing the Hawks and showcasing his talent this year in San Francisco. Things could change. He could be a replacement and all that. I get that. I understand that. But I think it was, you know, pretty sad not to see Trey, not to hear Trey's name as a starter, and then certainly not to hear his name, you know, the past on Thursday as an All-Star reserve.
All right. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Do you feel like this is just hate on Trey, regardless? Because that's what a lot of people here in town think. You know, regardless of what this guy does, if this team is not at the top of the division in first place or something, and, you know, 10 games over 500, they will find a way to exclude him. Do you feel like that's happening?
You know, it's kind of hard to say that it's hate on Trey, but at this point it does seem like it's something, because this isn't the first time in which he's been snubbed or to take a quote from him. You know, he said it's no longer being snubbed, it's being traded. There's been a few times over the past few seasons that he was not named an All-Star where he's had similar stats and similar numbers to what he's had right now as far as leading the NBA in assists, whether that's on an average nightly basis or in total assists and such. So I don't know what it is. I can't really put my finger on it on why not, you know, fans are not voting for him. Maybe they're not, the Hawks aren't seeing and he's not seeing enough, or even coaches. Like, what is it with the coaches who don't see how Trey's game is just so instrumental to the Hawks and what's going on here in Atlanta? So I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist and say, you know, that it's hate on Trey or that they're, you know, picking on Trey to a degree, but it is starting to seem a little funny. I will say that.
All right, who do you want to take off and put him in?
This is no slight to this guy, because I think he's having a pretty good season down in Miami. But for me, it would have been Tyler Hero easily. I don't think that Tyler Hero's numbers have been better than Trae Young's. When I look at the head-to-head matchup, Trae Young seems to have better numbers than Tyler Hero. And again, that's no disrespect to him. He's having a great season out there. I think this is the best season that he's had thus far since coming out of Kentucky. But for me, it would have been Tyler Hero.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Greg's been kind of quiet because you're a Tyler Hero fan.
I do like him. I mean, I don't know that I like watching him. I don't know that I wouldn't put him. I wouldn't take him over Trey, but I like watching him in what he does in Miami. So, what you gonna do? We got to get him back next week. If you thought he was obnoxious, which he really wasn't that much this week, next week he's gonna be stupid. He's gonna be staying at the kids' ready. He'll be singing Eagle songs behind him. By the way, I was thinking about this. Who's the most famous athlete in Philadelphia, professional athlete? Who's the most beloved, I should say? And I put down Iverson. Is there somebody more beloved in Philadelphia professional sports than Allen Iverson? Because I don't think Barkley is.
Rocky.
It would be AI, yeah. And outside of that, it would be Rocky, who is, of course, a movie character. Yeah. But it would easily be Allen Iverson.
Yeah, as I'm saying, he says it easily. Because I was thinking, I don't think Barkley is. Doc, they don't.
You got some Phillies that are pretty beloved.
Mike Schmidt,
yeah.
I'm asking the Philadelphia.
Yeah, Mike Schmidt, Chase Utley, but certainly AI, Donovan McNabb creeps in there as well. And if Saquon keeps doing what he's doing, there's already a lot of talk and chatter. Is Saquon the best athlete that has ever put on a uniform in Philadelphia? So we'll see how that story plays out.
See, here's the thing. This is my problem with this. This is my problem with Philadelphia, folks. I don't put you in this category. They don't even mention the dudes who got them some championships, fo, and they're not going to mention Dr. J.
Yeah.
How are you going to leave them two out?
You're not going to mention Wilt. And Wilt.
Wilt, too.
And Wilt is
more known as a Laker, but
he's from Philadelphia. Yeah. He grew up there and played Philip before he went out west.
We love you, though.
That's all right.
That's Earl Thomas. These are times. He will be joining us again next week to get ready for Super Bowl Sunday, and his Eagles will be participating. Say hi to the kids for us.
Yep.
Oh, I certainly will. Have a great week, gentlemen. Have a great week, Noel. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go, okay, Earl Thomas. Coming up next, speaking of Noel, she's going to take over my casting call, which, by the way, we're going to have a fresh one tomorrow. I'll point you toward where the present one is, but there's something that I mentioned as far as my story of the week that needs elaboration, and Noel is the perfect person for it. So that is coming up next. Sam and Greg on this first day of February, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this first day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Hey, we're going to thank you ahead of time for tomorrow, too, because we'll be back on Sunday tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. This is great. So we're hearing from the guy who's got the office right here across the hall, who knows a little bit about Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And we're still saying a prayer for Mike because he's a Penn State fan, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, but he reached out. And most beloved athletes, as we just talked to Terrell about, and I didn't think about this. And now Philadelphia would know this more than me, but I know the guy, Bobby Clark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How'd I leave that dude out?
Oof.
Bobby Clark, yeah. Man. And when you talk about hockey players, yeah, so the Broad Street Bullies, still to this day, he did mention Mike Schmidt, Donovan McNabb, which Terrell mentioned, Barkley, Dr. J. And he says those guys all had love-hate relationships with the city. But isn't that everybody with Philadelphia?
Well, just up the East Coast, period, though. When you talk about those cities, because
more than
Philadelphia,
yeah.
I'm sure Boston and New York, too.
I don't think New York does. I think Boston and Philly, though, they do, though. But, yeah, Mike, hey, appreciate it, Mike. And we came back with Janet today. Are you ready for this?
What's that?
21 years ago today was the wardrobe malfunction.
Whoa.
Right?
At the Super Bowl. Super Bowl halftime.
21 years ago. Today was the wardrobe malfunction, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake. Now, here's the question. Who played in that game, and what was the score, or who won? Well, if you knew who played, you'd know who won, but you can guess the score for extra credit. The two teams that played in the malfunction Super Bowl, was 38, Super Bowl 38, New England and Carolina.
Ah.
It was 2004, and Patriots won. 32-29.
Okay.
So there you go. A little insignificant information. and so there. So we've been reaching out all morning long to folks for different things and, just coming up with it. By the way, did you come up with any other sports phrases?
No. You know what? I came up with somebody else, though, that played their career here and came back.
Who's
successfully,
that?
Kevin Willis.
Oh, that big fashion.
Yeah, man, he'll design you a pair of jeans.
Yeah, he will.
Too. But I'm just, he started out here, went away, and came back in the latter stages of his career. He kept himself in such remarkable shape physically.
He was.
So, I mean, that's one that we, folks, that's what we're thinking about as Miguel Almirón returns to play here, and we're expecting him to be a major contributor and make Atlanta United automatically a contender for MLS Cup this year, his presence back on this team. But how many times have we seen athletes leave Atlanta and come back professional level? There have only been a few, mm-hmm. but Kevin Willis is one.
All right, there you go. And earlier also, we've been having a lot of fun this morning because we got our set. It is our second Saturday back in a while, too. And this is the segment that you talk about movies and things like that because Marshawn Lynch is that dude got 17 credits. He got 17 IMDb credits.
Okay.
He got a new movie coming out called Love Hurts. He is in it. But it got me thinking about people who avoided the camera during their professional career.
Right.
And, of course, the famous phrase from Marshawn was, "I'm only here so I don't get fined." And it got us thinking, how many other famous sports phrases can you think of? So we threw this out earlier in the show, and we got, like, that one. We got, you know, we're talking about practice, speaking of Philly. Playoffs. Noel came up with that one.
Right.
We play to win the game.
Yep.
They were who we thought they were.
Yep.
I just threw all of the Yogi-isms in there.
Yep.
Because that could be, but that was
this is my house.
Oh yeah. Okay, I forgot that one.
This
For who? For what?
Okay, you gotta help me with that one.
Ricky Waters.
I see. I don't know that one's in. I love me some Ricky Waters. I had forgotten about that one. That one I had forgotten about. But anyway, now here's what we're gonna do here. We're gonna
my quarterback.
Yep, there it is.
I knew Terrell
had one.
Get your popcorn ready.
That's my quarterback.
It's my quarterback.
He was emotional, man. It was after the game. You know, you're not supposed to talk to them guys after this. Here's what, other than the Deion one, this is my house, not any other Atlanta professional sports athletes came out with an iconic phrase. Y'all think about that while I'm doing this.
Think about it for a little bit.
Okay. You got that other thing ready there? Because she's going to get it set there. Because it got me thinking about something earlier because we get ready to do the movies here, and I'm going to send you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall and also get cast with Greg on X, and you will see the sort of tail end of last week's casting call and there are jobs in front of the camera that are still very relevant. And also something just, I don't know, this is the 8-year-old in me that's coming out right now. But it got me thinking about, today was the day, Sam, that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police formed.
The Mounties.
And when I saw that piece of news on February 1st, back in the early parts of last century, there's only one thing that I thought of. Now, I don't know about you, but there are those of us who, of a certain age, this is the perfect time to play it. It's Saturday morning
cartoons, right, man. Yep.
You play some Dudley. I'm looking for Dudley Do. I'm looking for all the Bullwinkle stuff on Saturday mornings back in the day. And at 8:46 on a Saturday morning years and years ago, that's what I would have heard. And so
I think about the Mounties. I think about the movie The Untouchables. Well, you got to die from something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do anything, Sean Connery, but you're right. Yeah,
so, right. They're all on that bridge, right? And they're chasing the guys on the bridge, and here come these Mounties on these horses. I'm like,
surprise is half the battle. Well, let's think of all the battle.
He's right? As dead as Julius Caesar.
That's right. Yeah. Well, but the phrase that makes me still tingle, you know what it is, from that scene where the Mountie goes off on Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, and they're walking out the door, and what do they say? Yeah. Well, you're not from Chicago. You know, that gives me goosebumps every time I hear that. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's what I'm going to do here.
Okay.
I've driven you to the websites where you can see the casting call. Again, I'm going to say this quickly because I don't, you know, it's awkward to say, but the film industry is moving a lot of jobs here because of the tragedy going out in Los Angeles. And so those of you who have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, you want to find out who's looking for what? Carpenters, electricians, makeup artists, drivers, cooks, whatever it is. And I walk you through how to find those that they're posted on starting with Georgia.org. And you just follow the instructions and you will see and check it today, check it tomorrow night, check it Tuesday afternoon, whatever, because it's going to be fluid. So having said that, and we'll have a fresh casting call for you tomorrow, I want to switch gears here because we start off the show, Sam and I, every, well, it'll be Saturday now because We got him back, but we like to talk about our week. We haven't, you guys only get us once a week, you know, but the weekends, and so we do a thing called our story of the week. And this week, past the tragedies, because we didn't want to make that our story of the week, we found out something sports related, and mine was this. I can't remember ever seeing the televised events surrounding the movement in women's sports, most notably WNBA, and the trades, the acquisitions, who signed, who's coming here. We know about Brittany Griner coming to Hartsfield here and the other trades. So I thought I'd go to the expert and bring Noel on and tell us, do a deep dive into what we're watching right now with what's going on, not just locally, but with that particular sport. And how visible their trades were this past week, and just movement. Well, she's getting herself settled there.
Well.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It was an exciting amount of movement this week, was it? I was like Greg. I was like, I ain't never seen all this breaking news with the WNBA attached to it. It was, Tab even stopped the Hawks game and was like, we have breaking news in the WNBA.
Really?
The Dream got a center. So, yeah, it's a lot of attention. So the way it started when I was watching it was, of course, the original hoopla was Jewel Lloyd wants out of Seattle. So that started a lot of the movement. So we saw the three-team trade with Jewel going to the Sparks. No, Jewel going to the Aces and Kelsey Plum of the Sparks heading to of the Aces headed to the Sparks. So, okay, cool. And then a notification came on my phone, and I was like, oh, we ought to know about the Jewel Lloyd thing. And then I looked, and I said, the Dream? The Dream what? Oh, well, the Dream has a new center.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I kind of figured the Tina Charles thing, you know, it's not official, but I kind of figured she wouldn't come back. Okay, great. And then we go on social media, and she's been hanging out with all her teammates down in Miami.
I saw the video with her and Ryan.
It's her and Ryan and Alicia and Jordan Canada, because they're all down there in Miami hanging out on boats and parasailing and all this other stuff. And so we got us a new teammate. I think Alicia put out a picture of the three original Hawks players wearing BG's number with BG in front of them. Like, yeah, I'm about to join the squad. So we're going to see a lot of movement because, like Sam said earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, the WNBA CBA is up for negotiation next offseason.
Yep, yep.
So a lot of people are just moving and signing one-year contracts on top of people that only have 2 years left on their deal right now. So we're going to see a lot of people up for contracts when the CBA is up. So it's going to be a lot. If you think it's a lot of movement right now, this is just a precursor for next season.
Now we got a player also coming from Connecticut Sun.
Yes, we do. We got Breonna Jones coming in to that. I imagine that will be your starting forward. So now you have a new front court. You have a solidified back court with Lowe and with Nas Hillman being the backup centers and forwards.
Yep.
You got a backup point guard in Maya Caldwell. I have three question marks: Tina Charles, Cheyenne Parker-Tyus, and Ariel Powers. We will see what happens there. But this is shaping up to be a thing. And fans are already sick of the Dream. Other fans are already sick of the Dream. Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces tweeted something about needing to borrow somebody's slingshot, you know, the little three-wheel drop-top car or whatever. And Ryan said, hey, if you come to Hartsfield-Jackson, I got a slingshot for you. And somebody promptly tagged the commissioner. They said, enough. We are tired of the Dream. Enough. Y'all got two players in less than 24 hours. Y'all done broke up squads. Enough.
When's the last time anybody said anything about a team being competitive in this city? They'll say nothing about the Dodgers signing
everybody.
That's
the same thing I said. Y'all see this Atlanta hate? Like, soon we try to put a squad together. Here they come trying to put a damper on our parade. But it cannot be dampened.
No.
The players seem excited. Renee Montgomery is definitely excited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I am excited for them to come to the city to cover them and to see how far we can get this season with some veteran presence and some real scary presence down low.
And
down
how much
the
big
basket.
And how much big picture thinking do you think went into this whole thing going on down in Brazil with Angel's team plans? You know, they were going to play down there. And then Caitlin and the Fever are also going to play. It's two separate games.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play each other. I don't have
that's smart, though.
Here.
Why would you play each other?
That's what I'm
smart.
Saying.
You broke it up to get maximum viewership. All the Angel fans will watch that game, and the Clark fans will watch that game instead of them all converging onto one game. Makes sense to me.
But what it says is that it's talking about, like, we see football going to various places, and they're introducing it in some, you know, Mexico City ain't playing football. But when you talk about a team going playing in Brazil, we know what Brazil is like, you know, the times we see them in the Olympics. So there's a love for that sport down there. And as you said, new contract next year. I don't know how this plays into it, but I'm just wondering, in your mind, is the timing, because of all of that, that's going to take place next season? As far as the league and just, I mean, I don't know how it's going to manifest itself into seeing something tangible that we understand. Oh, this is a byproduct of this, that, and the other thing. Are they going to regularly go down there? Is this the only location? I think when I think of basketball in South America, the first place I think of is Argentina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. What's the big city in Argentina? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm sure if I see it on a map, I'll go, oh, yeah, I heard of that place.
Yeah.
But maybe not a good place to travel to. I don't know.
Well, maybe you're trying to stay out of the way of international basketball, because international women's basketball is kind of already cemented in a thing. So you're not really trying to grow the game of basketball necessarily like you were with the men's NBA. You're trying to grow in these international markets.
Right.
And so maybe you're trying to stay away from markets at the moment that already have solidified. Because these are the teams that your players are going to or were going to before Unrivaled when the season was over. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, you don't want to compete with those because they're already established. You want to try to get into the little pockets of markets where they're not yet.
Which brings on the conversation that you two had earlier. And basically, it's about time when we talked about Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville. I heard Detroit is looking to get a team back. I've been beating the table for Houston. Come on, Beyonce, put some money down there, Houston.
Yeah.
Let's get the comments back.
Well, I'm just glad to get a regional rival, you know, for
the Dream. I said the same thing. Yeah, the Dream could use a regional rival. I think Tennessee is perfect for that.
You know, so.
Because right now your closest regional rival are the Dallas Wings, who just traded for Nalissa Smith, by the way. So she'll be out of Indiana.
Yeah.
But.
That's your closest one, either that or Washington.
Right, exactly.
You know, those are the closest ones, so. And then there's always a chance. I would like to see them revive the team up in Charlotte, too, which Dawn Staley was a part
of. Yes, give me the Sting back.
I'm loving
give
her commercials.
Give me the comments back. give me the Detroit Shock back. Yes, I do love the Dawn Staley.
I'm just loving her commercials.
Give me the Detroit Shock back. Yeah, I want to see. It's nice to have new teams like the Valkyrie and whatever else they're going to do, but let's get these legacy teams back. WNBA does have a history. Let's use it.
Bring back Detroit and have Mahorn and Lambeer as the coaches again.
Oh, please.
That would be scary. News for Angel Reese this week, where she's got a meal at McDonald's, and she paid off her mom's mortgage, and her mom's retired. Well, I don't know if mom's going to retire or not. She may still want to go to work, but she doesn't have to.
Yep, Angel Reese Jr. has retired. Miss Angel Reese Sr., because I love female juniors, has retired Miss Angel Reese Sr., and you can go to McDonald's and get the barbecue bacon junior burger if you'd like.
All right.
The first female athlete with her own signature meal. Also, one note about Philadelphia Stars.
Yeah.
There is only one Philadelphia sports star that has had his own sitcom show, well, own sitcom episode centered around him.
Okay.
Only one.
And?
It's Matthew Ryan. Matthew Thomas Ryan.
Whoa. Really?
If you've never seen the show Schooled, his episode is the pilot episode.
Hmm. All right. I thought you was going to mean, what was it, the fish?
I know, right? Did not expect me to say that, right?
No, did not.
Okay. You got me on that one. You left me humming.
Y'all know I love sitcoms.
Okay, yes, you do.
I know you do. Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. All right, coming up in this 9 o'clock hour, we're going to turn. We got 1 hour left here. We're going to talk to Jason Longshore coming up here. Sam got some NASCAR news. We're going to talk some NASCAR up next. And as we end this segment, talking basketball, today was the day in 1967 that a 10-team ABA league was formed. It lasted 9 years. Disbanded. A lot of those teams now, obviously, in the NBA. And what did they bring along with them? That they started in the ABA, that's now a thing, and it's the only
three-point
reason.
Shot.
It's the only thing, the reason LeBron has got more points than Kareem
is the three-point shot.
Yeah. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 TheGame.com.